My name is Patrick Smythe. I am 17 years old. Today is January 19th, 2021, and I'm speaking with... and I'm speaking with...
Kevin Smythe. I'm Patrick Stat.
We are recording this in Nutley, New Jersey. So for my first question, I want to ask you... if you can tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life.
Can you pause that so I can think about it? I mean, the person who's been kindest to me overall is probably my wife, Jen. During the 21 plus years that we've been married, you know, sometimes I make some mistakes or... not the most thoughtful at times, but she's always been kind and forgiving and helpful. So I'm going to go with my wife, Jen.
It's true. She is very kind.
You got the easy part.
I do. Okay, this one should be easier. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean,
happy. Don't say, like... my birth or Emily's birth, like those, the birth of my kids.
Those don't count?
No, those are lame.
And so wedding day is out too?
I guess.
All right, so a happy day. Well, I'd say the day we bought this house then. We moved into the house and we began the renovations. Because it was, well, it was a big step moving to the enclosure. It was... kind of a sign that we weren't really, you know, scraping nickels together trying to make ends meet. We were able to move up in the size of our house and move to a better place and, you know, give the kids, give you and Emily a better place to live and grow up. So that was a happy day.
And I feel like it was very much our own because, like, we, or not me, but, like, started from scratch and like kind of renovated it and made it how we wanted, so it was good. It was like a blank slate to start fresh. Okay, now tell me about one of your most difficult memories.
One of my more difficult memories, I guess, would have to be when my cousin Eileen passed away. And most people probably say, well, my dad passed away, but I was too young to even remember him or when he passed. But when my cousin Eileen passed away, she was young, she's a few years older than me, but you know, we were still young by comparison. It was the first time that, you know, someone close to me who was young, so to speak, had passed. She had Hodgkin's disease, and she passed away. And you know, other family members have passed, but they're older, and you kind of are expecting that to happen at times. But Eileen was probably only in her early 30s when she passed, so that was the first experience with something like that.
Did I ever meet Eileen?
No. That's Brian's sister.
What was that, like 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was a long
around
time ago.
Like when I was born, around there?
Probably before you were born.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Someone I'll always remember? Well, there's a lot of chuckleheads I'm always going to remember.
Just good or bad.
But I'm going to say John Kelly. He's there's a lot of John Kellys in Nutley. But this is John Kelly from Belleville. He moved to Nutley at some point. I taught his kids. I coached his kids. And I ended up working for him. He rode for Belleville. And I'm a big rower as well. I coach And he took everything that he learned from Belleville rowing and put it into his business, and he runs his business on the principles he learned in rowing. When I was working for him with Shannon Ridge Construction, I saw a lot of that. He was almost like a third father to me for a long time. I learned a lot. Yeah, third father, that's right. Count him, three. I learned a lot from him. He's definitely a unique personality. He's a big presence in a room. He's very confident. Everything he touches turns to gold. He's just got a strong work ethic. I often, ask myself, what would John do? And usually the answer is, whatever needs to be done. If that means spend the money to get a tool or a piece of equipment or, missing something, maybe fun to get a job done, he'd do it. But then, when it's time to have fun, he would also spare no expense and
buy a lake house on Lake George.
Buy a lake house.
Buy a resort.
Buy two resorts. Buy a bar. Buy boats for the team. And he's a very giving person. So
did he coach crew ever?
He never coached, no. No. He just rode for
Belleville. Oh, he rode.
And he still gets all excited. He's like, I never lost a seat race. You got to bring it. Nails. I still get sometimes when I kind of get, not bored, but when coaching wears on me, I'll go see John at the bar and we'll talk crew and it gets me all pumped up again.
Nice. John Kelly, stand-up guy.
The easy part.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? This one's kind of open-ended. I'll give you some time.
Benefit of hindsight, right? You learn a lot when you're 54 and you're looking back over, 54 years of life, 34 of them when you're, probably spent part of your time being a dumbass here and there. Right? You learn a lot, so time goes fast. That's one thing I've learned. No matter how slow things seem in the moment and how monotonous and tedious things might be, time really does fly. So like your and Emily's time in Spring Garden,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I wasn't even there. I went so fast. And with COVID now, you never know what's going to happen. And that's a cliche, but you never know what's going to happen. Who knew things would shut down the way they did? And all of a sudden, you each missed half of your high school. Mm-hmm. And Emily's in college already. We didn't get to do a lot of those things. And you're halfway through high school and you didn't get to do anything yet. So time does fly. I also learned that it's probably a good idea to, have some way of remembering things, because now I'm getting older and it's harder and harder for me to remember things that happened in the past. And, we have pictures, but, when you were born, digital cameras becoming a thing, so all the pictures are like 1,000 different digital cameras and no printouts, and it's like, well, that sucks. And then don't procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's just do what needs to be done. And if that means, going on a vacation, just go on a vacation. Because, again, you never know what's going to happen. I'm getting older, thinking about my own mortality a little bit. And, stuff happens to people every day that they don't expect it. And all of a sudden, it's too late. So, yeah, those are some things I've learned.
I feel like I can attest to that, too. Like, on one hand, I'm only 17, so not much time has passed. But at the same time, I'm already 17. And I feel like some things from when I was younger are already so far away. And I feel like there's things that, I won't get back either. So I think that's something you learn, pretty quick, is that things come and go, and they especially go pretty fast. How has your life been different than what you imagined?
I don't know. I don't know if I ever imagined what my life would be. I wasn't one of those kids who dreamt of being a pro athlete or an astronaut or those stereotypical things that a elementary school aged boy should be thinking of. I just kind of went about my business. As being young, I was always told like what classes to take and what to do, and I never really thought about what my future would hold, which, you know, led to a whole bunch of other problems when it came to going to college and getting a major and getting a job. So I don't know. I don't really have a comparison to what I thought life would be to what it is now. I do often stop and look around and I say, wait a minute, this is my house? Like, I own this and I live here and I don't live with somebody else. It's kind of weird in that sense that, I am now of the age and position that so many people, you know, were, if that makes sense, right? So like when I was your age, you know, people I knew were the age that I now am. Does that make sense? Yeah.
That's another like time thing.
It's another time thing, right? If I can do it over again, well, you know, if I do it over again, well then of course path of life changes and I probably don't meet my wife and you're not here and all that stuff.
Yeah, but
if I could have a day, I one regret that I have, go back to the old question, is when I did have a chance to maybe go into I thought about taking up geology as a major in college. And I didn't, and that's something maybe I would have done differently.
Do you feel like there's anything that's realistically stopping you from doing that now?
Oh, yes.
Like what? Because I feel like time, even as a hobby, like you can
pick it up. Time and money. Classes aren't free. We have other things to pay for.
I could,
you know, read about it and, you know, do things, I guess, but to study it formally, to go and find another job, you know.
No, yeah, maybe not a job, though. You don't have to get paid to enjoy it. You can just...
Yeah. then time.
Then just drop, like, crew or something. You've contributed enough.
I can't drop a activity that pays us money to take up something that doesn't pay us money.
It says who?
Says your college tuition bills.
I just won't go to college.
That's not. Is this still recording? Because that's just ridiculous. You're gonna go to school.
That's. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, as what I am, I'm a teacher and I'm a coach. Those are my identities. I teach and I coach. I can be remembered as a teacher and a coach. And that's pretty much all I need. No earth-moving scenarios where I need to be remembered as a person who touched lives and changed the course of students. That's not what I need. Just.
I feel like that's the same thing, though. Like, what do you mean you want to be remembered as a teacher? Because I feel like what you just said is a part of being a teacher. What is the
level of modesty and humility and what I'm looking for versus the other? I just, Mr. Smythe, teacher and coach. Yeah, he was my coach. Yeah, he was my sixth grade teacher. I remember him.
If you could...
Not that I was like anything...
If you can start over again, like we just talked about, and you maybe didn't take English classes in college or whatever, and you know, had a chance to really just start over how you wanted, and you wanted to be like a geologist or something more, I feel like you'd be more don't know, something that you really, like, know you want to do, would you still feel like you would only want to be remembered modestly? Because I feel like...
Yeah, I'm a simple guy. I mean, you could add to that, be remembered as a...
Do you think you just
father and husband? But I'm a simple guy. I don't need to be remembered with accolades or fanfares.
That's really how you feel.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets? But if you have anything else.
I feel like
we covered this. When was the last time you cried and why?
Probably cried for real is when I came home from Montreal. From Emily's Irish dance trip. I made some bad choices on that trip and it wasn't good for Emily or for the family. So that was the last time I cried for real. And that's all I'll say about that.
I remember that. But that's over with anyway. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
That I've never told you?
Mm-hmm.
No, but things I should say more of, like love you, proud mm-hmm. of you. Oh, and I wish you would reconsider rowing, so mm-hmm. we could have that more time together. But I don't think I'm holding anything back.
I think that's accurate. So
clean your room.
You say that all the time anyway. I'm out of questions, so if there's any last words you want to get out.
Any last words I want to get out. I want to thank your teacher for giving you this assignment. Give us a chance to talk a little bit. I think this is a good assignment.
I think you're right. So, thank you for listening. That is the story of Mr. Kevin Smythe.
Oh, boy.